Happy Motivation Monday, Kings and Queens. Welcome back to FM Sounds, my Motivation Monday podcast. It's your girl, Miss Fern, and I want to talk to you about something today that got me pretty emotional, but it also had me in a state of being so aware to the point where I'm like, this is what I deserve. This is what we all deserve when it comes to our lives and ourself, right? I want to talk about being kind to yourself. And I really pray that this encourages you today, regardless of what day it is that you listen to this. I pray that it encourages your day, your week, your month, and the entire rest of this year. So I want to challenge you to do something. I want to challenge you to really be kind to yourself and to listen to all that's going on around you. And I feel like when you listen to all that's going on around you, you're going to tap into a state of your subconscious mind, and you're really going to connect with yourself on a different level. You're probably like, Fern, what do you mean? But I challenge you, kings and queens that are listening, to just take 5 minutes out of your day. And if you can't start with 5 minutes, maybe start with 2 minutes of pure silence, so you can get past those thoughts of what's on your to-do list. So you can get past those thoughts of, oh my gosh, I have to schedule a doctor's appointment. I have to do this for the kids. This bill is due in 3 days. I forgot to call such and such back. How am I going to get all this done? Then you start thinking about what you need to do for yourself. When am I going to go to the gym? When am I going to start eating healthier? I want you to get past those thoughts, kings and queens, to really, really hone in to that part where your thoughts are unclouded. So where you're like, oh, wow, this is what's going on around me. This is what happens when my mind is at ease. This is what happens when I'm being kind to myself. Just try it. I challenge you to try 5 minutes, but if you can't, try 2 minutes of pure silence to where you get past all those thoughts, and you will discover a level of peace. And I want to hear what else you discover, or what else you feel when you get to that moment, kings and queens. That was just on my mind. That's not even all of the topic that I really wanted to discuss today, but I'm going to roll with that because it's something that I like to do, but it's not something that I do often. But when I do that, kings and queens, I tap into a different state of my mindset, where my spirit speaks and where I just feel how amazing my spirit is, and I just feel pure bliss and pure happiness because I'm past the worries, I'm past stressing. And we need more of that. We need to be kind to ourselves. We need to be fully present with whatever it is that we're doing in our lives, whatever's going on. So that also includes our mindset, our state of being. Instead of just being somewhere or existing, we need to be present. And I just want you to be honest with yourself, kings and queens. Be real in your process. Whatever your process is in this life, be honest with yourself. Be real with yourself, because it's your process and no one else's but yours. And you know what you need, but you may, you know, overextend yourself thinking, oh, what's this person going to think? What's that person going to think? I'm saying this because I do it myself. I know what I need to do, to be honest with myself, to get things done in my process, to stay on track with things. But don't things come up to just cloud our whole mind and to get us off track like all the time? I look at the clock and I'm like, okay, I have an hour to do this. And then so many things happen in that hour where I think I'm multitasking. But when I stop and I'm real with myself, I'm like, Fern, you just wasted an hour. helping someone do this, talking to such and such about that, but what happened to your plans and your process? So I just want you to be kind to yourself, be honest with yourself, and be real in your process. It takes discipline. I'm telling you, it takes discipline. But you know what? What I realized is that whatever it is that we can't get to, we're going to be like, oh my goodness, what is that person going to think? I didn't get back to them. I didn't have time to do, you know, what I thought I was going to do by helping such and such. They're going to think, you know, for 2 to 3 minutes about, you know, oh, what you said you were going to do, but then they're going to be caught up doing something else. So don't worry about it. Don't worry about that. If you've overextended yourself, come back to the place of being kind to yourself, being real to yourself in your process, and being honest with yourself. That's my message for today, and I'm hoping that it comes across in a way to where it encourages you, because when I look at different situations, I am not always kind to myself. I am doing so many things, and I'm not stopping to really focus on my process. I do more so than I used to, a lot more than I used to. But if this is you, you can change it. I challenge you to change it, and I want you to change it, because you are very, very vital. You are important, and you deserve it. You owe it to yourself. And I also wanted to talk about this, right? To see if I'm the only one. Have you ever been aware, like so aware to an amazing level of consciousness where you're in a good mood, you're feeling yourself, you're happy, the vibes are good, you're smiling, you have good energy, and you're just living in that moment, right? Then out the blue, that moment is gone. Gone. I don't like that feeling either. And I've noticed that it happens. Sometimes it happens a lot, but we can control that. We definitely can control it, because it all comes back to being kind to ourselves, being honest with ourselves, and being real in our process and how serious we take that process wherever you are in your life. So what I've noticed when it comes to me, I will let someone else's mood exude into my own. And I'm like, hold up, Fern, what just happened? You were feeling good. Now you got a headache or something because such and such spreaded their energy or their vibe to you. Oh, no, no, no. Protect that energy, please, kings and queens. That is a part of being kind to yourself. And I know we all love, and some of us, you know, love harder than others. And this world needs more love, more positive vibes, more energy. But during that process, you got to protect your vibes. You have to honor the place where you're at, because you have to be kind to yourself. So with all that being said, with just staying mindful of how you need to treat yourself, how you need to be honest with yourself, how you need to be real with yourself, let's get to work, kings and queens. Let's get busy. Let's get it done. Whatever it is that you want to develop in your life, whatever goals you have set, be real with yourself and let's get them done. Let's stop worrying about what the next person is going to think. People are everywhere. Because that mood I was in today, that amazing vibe and that amazing energy that I had, I was driving, and people are everywhere. People are frantic on the roads. People are frantic in the different shopping centers. People are doing the most everywhere. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what's going on around you. It doesn't matter what other people are thinking. Because once you get to that level where you're unclouded, where you silence your mind, silence your thoughts, and really, really begin to be kind to yourself, be real with yourself, and be honest with your process, you are going to honor your plans. You are going to honor everything that you have set out for yourself. So just be fully present, kings and queens. Don't stress over what others think. Don't stress about any of that. Just be kind to yourself. Be honest to yourself. Be real with your process. Get it done, because I know you can get it done. I know I can get it done. And together, we will get it done. God bless each and every one of you. I pray that this just blesses you and encourages you in a way to where you needed it. As always, kings and queens, I'll see you at the top because the bottom is way too full. Please share this. My challenge to you for every episode that you listen to is please share it with 5 to 10 people so that we can keep these vibes going. I appreciate each and every one of you, and don't wait for the change to happen. Be the change that you want to see in this world. I'll talk to you next week, kings and queens. Stay blessed.